Right now, we've just added on to it. We've just made a made some old la- made an old laundry room into a real room. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's a one story house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever live in a house that had a fireplace in it?
Yes, I do now, come to think of it.
Do you use the fireplace?
No, and I'm going to do it one of these days. I have to get it fixed.
What do you call it?
It works.
For burning wood? Or
yeah, but in the houses I lived in before, the fireplaces were always closed up.
What do you call the part of the fireplace that the smoke goes up through?
The chimney.
Okay. And the open place on the floor that comes out in front. Maybe.
The hearth?
Hmm?
Hearth.
Okay. And the things that you set the wood on. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I can't remember the name.
They're made out of iron and they
go back. Gosh, I just can't remember the name. You're going to have to, you know, and you but I can't remember the name.
Do you ever hear dog irons or fire dogs or andirons or any of those? Fire irons?
I've heard of them, yeah. Now, dog iron isn't a familiar term. But andiron is, if that's the word. Yeah, andiron is what holds the wood, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What kind of wood might you use to start a fire with?
Kindling.
Okay, is that a specific type of wood, or is it?
Well, around here it's usually what's called fat pine. And I don't know why. I guess it's more flammable, and it must be used because it's flammable. Unfortunately, I never started many fires. I'm not that familiar with it. I'm terrible at it.
Boy Scouts or anything like
that? Well, yeah, but I guess I did it then at camp. But and we do it in the mountains now. We have fires when we go to the mountains. But
where did you go to the mountains?
Tennessee.
Do you have a cabin up there?
My wife's brother has a cabin.
Where
in the woods.
Tennessee?
It's near Sevierville, a place called Sevierville, Tennessee. And it's in an area between Knoxville and Sevierville, Tennessee.
How often do you get a chance to get up there?
Well, we've been up there. My wife has spent about 10 days and around in May, and we flew up and just made a long weekend out of it.
Well, that's really beautiful. Have you been up here when the leaves
were turning? Yeah, we go up there every year when the leaves
are turning. You might take a big piece of wood and set that thorn toward the back of the fireplace and it can burn all night. You call that a...
I don't know what to call that.
What would you call just a big piece of wood?
A log.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a back log or a back stick?
No.
And there's a part above the fireplace that you can set things on. Like a clock or...
Oh, the mantelpiece.
And... The black stuff that forms in the chimney is called?
Soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in a house. The thing that I'm sitting in is a...
Chair.
What would something be that three or four people could sit on?
A sofa.
Any other name?
Well, I suppose I've always called them a sofa. A couch.
How does couch sound to you?
Couch is not a word I would usually use.
What about a real old-fashioned name for sofa, or for a slightly different kind?
Oh, something like a Davenport. That's another word that I've never...
What's a Davenport, exactly?
I don't know. I guess the same thing as a sofa, really. Just a different name for it.
What sort of things do people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Closet.
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for closet?
You mean a built-in closet? Yeah, no, I don't think so.
How about locker?
No, I've never used that word, except in a locker room, you know, like a sport.